Unit 10. What's next? It is later in the 21st century, and robots work in all areas of life. The Bell family is looking for a new robot to help their old robot in the house. Here, Gavin Bell and his father meet a new kind of robot called EGR3, Eager, for the first time.
They stopped at an old-fashioned house. "Good evening, Mr. Bell. Good evening, Gavin," said a voice. Gavin jumped. The door opened.
"Oh, good to see you again, Peter," said Professor Ogden.
"How did the door see us?" said Gavin. The professor smiled.
"Oh, technology," he said. "Or if you prefer, magic. It's all the same."
He took them upstairs to his laboratory.
"I think we can solve your problem," he smiled. "Are you saying you have a robot for us?" asked Mr. Bell.
"Precisely," said the professor.
"It's rather a groundbreaking experiment. We need to test EGR3 in a safe, friendly environment. Then we'll find out if it can do all the things we think it can."
Mr. Bell was puzzled. "Why do you want this new robot to work for us? To do housework and look after children?" The professor laughed.
"Can you remember what robots did in the 20th century?"
"I know," said Gavin. "They worked in factories, made cars and fridges, those sorts of things."
"Exactly. Do you know how long it took us scientists to build a robot that can see and hear and reason and move around?
Decades! But the dream has always been to build a robot that will learn and therefore think for itself."
"And EGR3? Asked Mr. Bell.
"It knows nothing," the professor said simply.
"Well," began Mr. Bell, "is it quite ready for the outside world?"
His friend smiled.
"What I mean is, we haven't taught it anything. EGR3 began life ignorant, just like a baby. Everything it knows, it has learnt for itself."
"Oh, but where do we fit in?" said Mr. Bell.
When Professor Ogden next spoke, his voice was soft.
"We can teach it about the physical world, but we can't teach it about life, love, fear, anger."
"Feelings?
But robots don't have feelings, do they, Dad?"
Mr. Bell looked uncomfortable.
"You want us to teach..." he began.
Professor Ogden said,
"You won't be its teachers. You'll be its family. EGR3 will learn right and wrong, just like your children."
A figure appeared, and Gavin and his father gasped. Professor Ogden smiled.
"Let me introduce you to EGR3.